We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Police say members of the notorious Alameddin clan have been caught flouting public health orders in COVID hotspots, despite some of their family and friends having already caught the virus. Muhammad Alameddin was arrested by police after allegedly taking his $460,000 white Bentley on a drive from his home in Pyrmont to Belmore, a distance of more than 4 kilometres. The 37-year-old is understood to have been leaving a car wash when he was stopped by police on August 6. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. The state's biggest soccer association is gearing up to give COVID-19 the boot. Football New South Wales is offering up empty fields across Sydney for mass vaccination hubs and reaching out to culturally diverse communities with multilingual messages to ease vaccine anxieties. For the campaign, the organisation has released a video spoken in 12 different languages to prompt migrant and non-English speaking communities to get the jab. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Acclaimed neurosurgeon Charlie Teo will today fight for the right to continue operating on his patients when he's called before an urgent panel of the New South Wales Medical Council, which is set to hear a number of complaints against him. The complaints against one of Australia's most famous medical figures deal with his methods of treatment of patients with inoperable conditions. The 63-year-old declined to comment yesterday, but is believed to be preparing to strongly defend the allegations. And the shadow of Jarryd Hayne continues to linger over Parramatta after it emerged that the club was being sued by the liquidator of a company that made third-party payments to the former Eels star. Liquidators for Black Citrus Proprietary Limited have begun action in the New South Wales Supreme Court as they attempt to secure as much money as they can for the company's creditors. It is the latest setback to the Eels as they scramble to save their season. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.